So as I watch the final few scenes of It's a Wonderful Life with my stepdad, reality was starting to set in. What I'd seen of my stepdad making a difference to the world by murdering the feckless was just fantasy. I mean, it was reality. But it didn't seem real. Maybe because it was recorded in low quality on VHS video, but this was reality. An old man sitting in a chair, watching a film, and asking me to kill him, because he himself had made no positive difference to the world. And as the film finished, and I half watched the final scene and half looked at my stepdad's face, I realized that what I had thought at the start of this was, of course, true. People are only boring because you don't ask the right questions. I always thought that my stepdad was the most boring man on the planet, that had done nothing with his life but play devil's advocate and been grumpy, when actually he'd lived his life on a mission to rid the world of the useless, the feckless, and the time-wasting twats of the Great Bar area in Birmingham. This man was far more interesting than I had assumed. He was a winner. You have to ask the right questions. This man, I assume, had no stories. And he possibly had the richest anecdotes in town. This man was indeed a winner. This man who I thought was so poor was the richest man in town. The film finished. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. It's time, said my stepdad, to finish me off. But you did make a difference to the world, I said. You said it yourself. You did make a positive difference to the world. Well, I did and I didn't, he said. Because all the people I killed, yes, they were useless and they were idiots. But they weren't, on reflection, actually doing things that were that bad. It's the evil people. Oh, the real criminals, the genuine cunts. He would be better off dying. I killed none of those people. Really? I said. Indeed, of all these hundreds of murders, there were none that deserved it. Really. Really, I said. He murdered hundreds. There must have been one that deserved it. Not one, he shouted stubbornly. Definitely not one. He spat. But hang on, I said. How about if we play devil's advocate here? There must have been one murder that was justified. No, he shouted. Come on, I pleaded. Play devil's advocate one last time, baby. There must have been one guy who deserved it. Okay, he said. Playing devil's advocate. There is one guy that deserves it, but he hasn't been killed yet. Who? I said. The guy that broke my leg. When I was 16. When I was the best footballer in the world. I know where he lives. And he deserves it. So we either kill him, or we kill me. Not a contest, I said. That cunt. Take me to him. Attaboy, Nathan, smiled my stepdad. Attaboy.